easing a terrible dilemma.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the Treasury Department is expected to announce more steps to help troubled homeowners, things to make foreclosure less of a credit record burden, allow late payers to sell their homes for less than the mortgage amount, or just give the property back for the full loan payoff. Chrysler has an announcement of its own today. It's cutting loose around 800 of its dealerships. GM will likely do the same down the road, except a lot more dealers. A wise move, or yet another example of foot shooting, Rico Galliano reports.
Chrysler has twice as many dealerships as Toyota. GM has four times as many. Car writer Lawrence Ulrich says that made sense when U.S. carmakers held 90% of the market. But these days, it's hurting their bottom line.
For too many General Motors dealers, the biggest competitor isn't the Toyota store, it's another General Motors dealer down the street who gets into a price battle with you for a shrinking group of customers.
But GM and Chrysler have signed franchise agreements, which make it hard to cut ties with dealers. Now, with bankruptcy looming, the companies have more leeway to break those agreements, which could actually help long-term. But short-term, Gary Diltz is with J.D. Power and Associates.
Well, if you terminate a dealer, you are obligated to buy back the current model year vehicles and parts. So that's literally hundreds of thousands of vehicles across the industry that are going to have to be repurchased.
And in this economy, it's unclear when or if GM and Chrysler will be able to sell those cars from the dealerships which remain. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Chrysler shedding dealers, Wall Street shedding shares. The Dow closed yesterday at 8284, losing 2%. NASDAQ was off 3%. Walmart just reported this morning a flat first quarter. European markets mixed right now. Asian shares gave back 2 and 3% today. Well, the Japanese electronics makers, starting with the letter S, that have lost $1 billion this fiscal year, please raise your hands. Ooh, there are two. Sony and Sanyo. How about states with budget deficits? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, it seems like a lot of them are having problems these days, except Delaware's trying to reverse theirs with at least $50 million worth of revenue from sports betting. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
Delaware has decided to take advantage of a 30-year-old Supreme Court ruling that gave four states, Nevada, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware, the right to legalize sports gambling.
I think there is a tremendous underground economy that will start to surface in Delaware, and I think it's going to be a tremendous cash cow.
Even so, Republican State Senator Colin Bonini opposes legalizing bets on the outcome of sporting events on moral grounds and because he thinks it'll bring in too much cash.
And I think we're going to be so flush with money that we're going to spend even more irresponsibly in the future.
Plus, Bonini figures Delaware's move will be so successful its neighbors will want in on the action. Economics professor James Butkiewicz at the University of Delaware says legalized gambling is an attractive way for states to raise revenue.
And so if the state is taking a share of the house cut, that's a voluntary payment of taxes. You know, you don't have to fill out a form, and you certainly can choose not to gamble and pay zero taxes.
Another risk for Delaware, professional sports leagues and the NCAA vehemently oppose betting on the outcome of their games. Delaware has no major league teams, but the NCAA says schools like the University of Delaware can forget hosting any league championship games. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
It's time again for the Marketplace series, The Next American Dream. We Americans typically buy the things we need. So renting tools for common household cutting, clipping, mowing, and weed eating might make you feel a little vulnerable. Bob Horton wants to change that view. The manager of a so-called tool library thinks there's a lot to be learned and a lot of people to be helped by paying a small fee and having access to a whole host of construction or landscaping essentials. So, Bob, welcome. What kind of equipment are we talking about?
Well, we have all kinds of saws. We have a chainsaw. We have a circular saw. We have power washers. We have drill kits, paint spray guns, air compressors, and things like that, that really what we're trying to do is break down barriers for our neighborhood residents.
Now, Bob, you know, I think about a lot of these tools that I have personally, and I also think about convenience. And a lot of these things, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but it would be an inconvenience for me to have to go borrow something when I could have it in my garage. How do you convince people otherwise?
Well, the neighborhoods primarily that we serve are low to moderate income neighborhoods. So a lot of times they don't have those tools. It's a very inexpensive yearly fee that they pay, you know, to belong to this library. And then they can come and check these tools out for free.
How did you get this all started? What was the idea behind it?
Well, when I took over as executive director in 2004, I went and toured two different organizations like ours, and both of those had something like this. So I, you know, came back, talked to some people here in Springfield to talk about, is there a need for this, and would it break down some barriers that people might have to fixing up their homes? Because one of our main objectives in our revitalization efforts is to improve the housing stock in the neighborhoods that we serve, and we feel this very much does that.
You know, we live in this ownership society, Bob, and it seems to me that a lot of people want to have those items, or, you know, if they don't have those items, then they're not interested in using them in the first place. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think we do live in an ownership society, but we also live in we're also facing economic times to where people may not, if they need a tool, don't have the means to go out and purchase those tools. So we feel that there's definite value to becoming a member of this.
All right. Bob Horton, Executive Director of the Urban Neighborhoods Alliance in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Check out our Next American Dream section inside the website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.